Hi babes, my name is Tran and I'm a 20-something-year-old just trying to navigate life. Walking to the beat of my own drum, I'm excited to take you along my journey. Showing you that through authentic living, a whole lot of self-love, and intentional actions in the right direction, you too are capable of creating a life that you're obsessed with. So are you ready? Because I thought so. Let's go. Hi, my love, and freaking happy new year. Welcome to 2024. What the heck? Oh my gosh, my love, I am so excited to ring in the new year. And I just also got back from coaching. This might be like in past time when you're listening in, especially if you're listening in live right now. I had just coached and got back from coaching, and I feel so freaking amped up and fired up. And I just have a message that I want to leave with you regarding the new year and all the new things that are coming in this year for you and all the goals you have set out for what this next year looks like, my love. And I want to take this time and discuss, how are we going to make our dreams a reality? Especially as the hype of the new year is truly here, and a lot of your social media feeds will look like vision board 2024, the ins and outs of 2023, all the things. How are we really going to make 2024 count and really dial in and lock in on us this year? So I pulled together a tactful list that I want to leave with you that you can apply as you go after your new goals this year. So let's roll the transition. Let's get right into it, bestie. Number one, my love, I want you to act every single day with the end goal in mind. Whatever that is, the power of visualization, manifestation, you need to have the end goal in mind. Your ideal self, the person that's making the X amount of money you want, the impact, the purpose, acting in alignment as yourself, and having that end game in mind. And why that is so important is because from there, we can start to work backwards and piece together the steps that it will take in order to achieve what that looks like. But having the end goal in mind allows you to every single day show up in accordance and in alignment with that end goal in mind. So from there, in a tactful perspective, what you're going to need to do is to break it up into each quarter and then into monthly, to weekly, to daily, the daily things that will amount to the big things, the present days that you currently have that will amount to all of the days and compound all of your compounded efforts to lead you to what that end game looks like. But so often we think like the end or the space of where we're at now to the person that we want to be, that gap is so big that we don't take responsibility and we don't act with a sense of urgency and start to really show up for ourselves day in and day out in all those days that account for the weeks, which therefore makes up a month, a quarter, and into a year. So all the things, right? And so that's why I want you to have in mind what that end game looks like, what that big goal looks like that might feel so out of reach, and realize it's in the mundane and in the monotonous day-to-day things that you do, the easy things to do and easy things not to do, that you need to show up for and treat every single day like it is truly a blessing, and take urgency and responsibility for each of those days, because you know that these are the building blocks and the fundamental steps that you need to take in order to get you to where you want to be. Number two to this one is you need to track the progress. So along the way, have small milestones that you can check off. There is something about checking off something, whether it be the notes app in your phone or writing it down on your computer or writing it down pen and paper, like traditionally as well, where you check mark things off day to day, that allows you to feel like this dopamine hit that, okay, like I accomplished something. And all those day to day things, as long as they amount and they are en route and are in alignment to that bigger version you, that end game you, that's all that matters. And when you know that you are checkmarking from the granular things, you know you are on track, and therefore you get those small dopamine hits along the way that will keep you going and motivate you enough to recharge, reset, and realign and know that this is the path forward. To that point, being able to track your steps along the way just allows you to make sure and keep yourself in check and in alignment towards that bigger, greater goal. And especially when you break it all down into a small step process, this allows you, like I said, to one, not only track it, but also to know that you are aligned and know that if you need to pivot or otherwise kind of make sure that you are doing all the right things in your present moment to amount to the big thing. Because I think oftentimes whenever whenever you have a big goal, it can be very easy to kind of get distracted or kind of wonder like, well, when will I ever get there? And honestly, it can be very overwhelming when you look so big picture, but this just helps break it all down step by step and give you a work back plan that is easily digestible and trackable so that you know that you are making all the right calls in your daily routine so that you feel that you are actually making progress to the big picture thing and it doesn't feel so arbitrary and it makes you feel like, okay, like I have a responsibility in my day to day in order to get out there and really achieve the dream life that I want and make it a reality. But this way, it makes it so much more easy to track, easy to really have a big glance at what the big vision is, but also a granular focus as to what step by step you need to take each and every day in order to make the progress necessary to also feel the dopamine hits along the way that you are making the right shots or calling the right shots and taking the right aligned steps. The last thing I would call out here is all the steps along the way and having it in front of you and knowing what that work back plan looks like and the logistics along the way. This allows you to have a benchmark in place so that you kind of get a pulse check and have a track record as to what you're doing and if you need to reassess, right? Because then let's say you're writing things down, pen and paper, in your computer, in your notes app, on your phone, whatever that looks like for you and whatever process it is for you, as long as you're tracking things down and writing things out and having that plan and knowing what your day-to-day will look like to get you to your end goal. This therefore also kind of think about it like accounting. This creates a track record for you so that you can look back and be like, okay, like did the last week, like this last month, like did I do all the things that I said I would do in order to stay aligned in this big goal? Did I take enough steps along the way? This just gives you something to benchmark off of and make sure that you pivot or you react in accordance and take the right necessary next steps, whatever that might look like as you plan forward. Notice how I keep reminding you about your end game in mind. This actually segues perfectly into the third thing. Yeah, the third thing that I wanted to leave with you is you need to act as though that end game is in mind with you all the time. You need to act in your highest form of self in everything, in every situation, every scenario that you show up for and show up as that. I think so often we are thinking that who we want to be, our dream self, is so arbitrary and so far in the future, but we forget to realize that our future and our current present self is the same, right? Like we have that gift, we have that calling, we have that goal for a reason because we know inside us, we are deep down, we know we are beyond capable. We are so capable of accomplishing that big goal because otherwise it wouldn't be called onto you if it was not placed onto you for a reason. Nobody has the same perspective that you have, the lens that you have for your life and what you are made to do than yourself. And how unique is that? It's like the same analogy that I've given so many times where let's say Miss Girl here, she has her own prescription. Once she loses her glasses, she's looking for her glasses because that's the pair that's been blessed onto her. If you put on those glasses, you will not see the same type of vision or kind of that landscape that she has for life because that was a gift that was gifted for her and you have your own unique prescribed prescription, glasses, whatever that is for you. You've been called, you've been prescribed this dream for a reason and you are the person that is destined to carry it out because it has been called and blessed onto you. I think if we shift the perspective and realize what a blessing it is to be the person that's been called, to be the person that is supposed to step in, build that business, have that career, be the family person, be that friend that shows up and be that person, how powerful is that? And what a trailblazer you could be by showing up in that light and showing up and owning that prescription and that calling that was called onto you specifically. So with that, I challenge you in everything you do, continue to show up, channel that higher version of yourself and continue to act in accordance with that person and stop thinking that that person that you want to be is magically going to appear. My love, you need to qualify yourself in the present moment right now through all the trials and tribulations and all the things that you go through, the days where it feels like you don't want to show up, but you really know you should, all the things easy not to do, easy to do, etc. Those are the moments when it counts the most. The moments where it's mundane, the moments when it feels monotonous. Those are the moments when it really matters for you to show up, build your discipline and lean into that and build your confidence and show up and have grit and tenacity along the way. So ask yourself, what would my ideal self do? What would me making 6 figures, 7 figures, multiple figures, whatever that is, owning that business, doing this, showing up, what would that person do? And start doing that today. And if you need to be a little bit delusional, girl, this is the time to channel it. You might have to be in your delusion era. And honestly, my love, girl, delusion has helped me in so many ways. Like, if I need to start with my mind to trick myself in thinking, like, babe, you might not be ready, but you know what? You gotta freaking do it. If you need to choose that perspective and be a little bit delusional, girl, the mind works wonders. And our mind is so powerful. We will achieve what our mind believes. We need to channel in the right thoughts, surround ourselves with the right people, and be a little bit delusional to then therefore go after our dreams. If you have to do that and honor that, then you absolutely should, right? Like, do whatever it takes in order to get you, as long as you're not freaking hurting people along the way, girl, do what you need to do in order to achieve your dreams. And if it calls for being a little bit delusional, I am all for it. Do whatever you need in a mind perspective and really align yourself to make sure that you are looking for all the reasons that you can, all the reasons that back you the F up and show you that you've done hard things before. You conquered 100% of all the bad days, the tough days you never thought you were getting through. You've already done that before. Let's freaking go and let's freaking do it. Hype yourself up. Be your best, biggest cheerleader, because you are the person that lives with your own mind. This narrative, 1,000 days of the year. I know there's not 1,000 days in a year, girl. Don't worry. But you're always living with yourself 100% of the time. So you deserve to curate a narrative that will help foster the growth that you want for yourself. And it starts with you. Speaking of fostering an environment that will help serve you, as I touched on the mind, the last thing that I want to leave with you is fostering an environment physically and around you in your physical world that will uplift, support, and help hold space with you and hold you accountable for going after the thing. Especially when you are living with goals and they're all just bottled up in your mind, it's so easy for you to be like, oh, well, nobody knows I have that goal, so I can kind of erase it from my vision board here. Let me just rip that piece of, you know, whatever glued paper on my vision board off, because I'm not going to go after that. Maybe it's like a cutout of like dumbbells or something, and your goal was to like lift a certain amount, and you're like, yeah, maybe not this year. So you peel that off your vision board. Not with me, okay? You need to articulate to your besties, a coach, a mentor, a bestie, or even post it on your Instagram stories or TikTok or social media, because then you cannot run away from it, because you've articulated it. You know what happens? People will follow up. The right people, at least. They're going to follow up. How is that going? Are you doing the thing? How can I support you? Those are the type of people that you should surround yourself with. And I know more than you think that people want you to succeed more than you think they do. People want you to be in your light and operate from that sense of abundance more than you freaking think, because therefore, when you are showing up, it ricochets and it impacts all the people around you. Like, think about the fulfillment you would rob yourself from if you didn't go after your dream life, or think about the opportunity cost you would have and the people that would suffer as a consequence should you not go after and be in your light, be in your abundance, and chase your dreams. You know how it feels when you lose track of time doing the shit that you love. And just imagine if you freaking put that on the chopping block and you're like, nah, I'm good. I'm not gonna do the thing that I told myself I would do. How will that impact you? What will that speak of you and the confidence that you are looking to build in yourself, the self-love that you're looking to cement in, the impact you're looking to make, not only within yourself, but the people around you? If you forgo your dream life, if you forgo the goals that you know deep down inside you wanted to chase, what does that speak of you and the person that you are in this life and the life that you are looking to create, right? Like, our only freaking shot here. You're not going to freaking waste that, bestie. Not on my watch. So with that, my love, I wanted to leave you with all those questions for you. Let's run it back. Number one, having the end game in mind. Number two, what does each quarter, month, week, and day to day look like? And what are those milestones that you can measure out and you can cross out each and every day to make sure that you are staying aligned? The next one is making sure you share with a friend, coach, bestie, so that they can hold you accountable, so you don't just freaking run away and hide from the goals that you have, my love, okay? Last but not least, being a little bit delusional and acting in accordance to what that end game looks like, your dream self look like, and act in accordance to that person right now and not waiting for the perfect time, circumstance, situation, because bestie, time is now. Time is of the essence. Is that how the saying goes? Time is ticking now. Time is happening now. Your present is what counts. And my love, I am wishing you all the freaking best as you walk into this new year. I cannot wait to see what amazing things you will accomplish this next year. I am cheering you on along the way, bestie. Until next time, happy freaking new year and cheers to 2024. I'll catch you so soon. Bye, my love. Mwah. My love, if you enjoyed this episode just as much as I enjoyed making it for you, please do me a favor and get onto social media. Help me get the word out by tagging me. What was your favorite part about this episode? Please go ahead and let me know. I'm excited to hear from you. And until next time, have a blessed day. You got this.